Corporal Stephen Curley served with Somerset's 40 Commando and was killed in Afghanistan in May last year. His wife, Kirianne, is now a patron of the Go Commando campaign. Good morning, Kirianne.
Good morning.
So, are you worried your phone was hacked?
I've got concerns that they've obtained information that I don't know how they would have obtained that information had they not hacked my phone. They accessed my address, and having just moved house, nobody had that address except for my mother. So the Ministry of Defence couldn't locate me to notify me of Steve's death, and subsequently told his family, who then contacted my family in order to get to me. And then the next morning, the News of the World turned up at my door.
And presumably you were sending, what, texts and emails with your new address on, were you?
I was actually leaving voicemails for people because I was told at 20 to 1 in the morning that he'd been killed. So I set about contacting his friends, many of which obviously had their phones off or on silent. So I left voicemails saying, please could you contact me? This is my address. Could you make your way to my house? So I was leaving voicemails for people. Some of them went out via text as well.
It is quite possible, though, that they tracked you down legally, I suppose, isn't it?
It is absolutely possible. That's absolutely right. And actually, I'm not about to take part in a mudslinging match. I'm gravely concerned that they obtained that information through sinister means. If that's the case, I want to investigate it and I want retribution. But at the moment, it is merely speculation.
And what do you make of the News of the World in particular after the events of the last couple of weeks then?
It's a difficult one. I spearheaded a campaign for the Justice for the Brave, which its end goal was to get the military covenant enshrined in law, which it did. So I worked with and alongside the News of the World to drive the campaign forward. I must say I'm reeling from it now and feel slightly jaded and violated that I stood side by side with the individuals at the higher end, the editors, etc., and trusted in them.
And what have you done to try and get an answer on this?
I've contacted my visiting officer from the Ministry of Defence with the Marines, who has sought an answer from his seniors, and I've also contacted the Metropolitan Police, who let me know that they were looking into it and they would contact me. Now, fortunately, like I say, I am quite savvy, so when this reporter came to my house, I was furious because I'd put a media ban. I didn't want any contact. I had a four-month-old son at the time, and I just needed to concentrate on being a mother. So I kept his business card, which is very helpful because they can then trace it back to find out. But the thing is, I wasn't on any electoral registers. Nobody knew where I was. I'd literally just moved house. So no one knew where I was. And that's my only fear, is that, you know, they have obtained that information via hacking my phone. I want to know the answers. I will get the answers, and I'm happy to bide my time when I've got those answers. If it's shown that the phone was hacked, then I'll be taking further action.